Ty Day was no happier than I was. None of the guys tagging along were cheerful. They had to take turns carrying one eye. The runt's most ambitious effort yet had been to roll onto his side to puke over the edge of his litter. I had had a notion about sneaking on up to peek into Soulcatcher's Ravine. It was a notion that died stillborn about the time we left the road for the forest. A few hundred yards of slip-sliding around in the mud and pine needles and, in the shady places, snow on steepening hillsides quickly convinced me that this was no day to demonstrate individual initiative. One thing I could be sure of. Soulcatcher would be around later. I flopped down beside Blade. "Have a good trip down?" I asked Mather. "Sorry we couldn't reserve better weather for you." Blade chuckled. So did Willow Swan, who observed, "This is about as good as it gets, Cordy. We did save the best for you." "I knew you were my pals." I asked, "Where's our boy Howler?" None of this country looked the same as it had during the night from the air. Swan pointed uphill, southward, toward where some tall evergreens held on to a thick clot of shadow. "Buried in some snow up there." The guys with me dropped One Eye's litter. The little wizard moaned, but didn't yet have enough ambition to curse or threaten anyone. I asked, "What did you guys do to convince Lady she could let you run around loose?" Blade chuckled.
"She convinced him. By pointing out that anybody who doesn't stay close and friendly won't have any protection from the shadows."
I grunted. "It's a realization that's going around as people begin to examine their consciences." It was the kind of question that has led many men to select options for which they may be excoriated later by people with full bellies sitting in front of cozy fires. "Anybody got any grease? Even anything that will pass for grease?" My old pal, Ty Day, was lugging a glob of lard, in case we had to do some cooking. Yuang Bao never ceased to amaze. Though their religion had to be an offshoot of the Guni, somehow they did eat meat, and unlike the Vedna, that did include pork. The swamp did not allow them to become too picky. Ty Day must have lugged that lard for years, using it over and over. No matter. Lard was exactly what I needed. I dropped my trousers, treated the insides of my thighs to a generous spread. "This'll keep me going for a while." One Eye began thrashing on his litter, fighting his blanket and complaining about being wet. His problem was trivial. It wasn't raining anymore. He threw up over the side again, hacking and gagging, then settled down to sleep.
"That looks pretty raw already," Swan told me.
"Cuss it better," Mather suggested.
"Some reunion. Our old pal Cordy got above himself since he's been hobnobbing with the woman."
I said, "Let's go do our wizard mining."
Blade said, "I really don't want to do this."
"No shit. Me neither.
Tell you what, why don't we let Swan and Mather get him? We'll stay right here so somebody can get word back to camp in case anything goes wrong."
Mather said, "The sky is definitely starting to sound like an officer. You get a couple field promotions during the campaign."
"I'm a god."
I let Ty Day help me up. He hadn't sprawled on the ground. His muscles were still loose. He started heading the direction Swan had indicated earlier. Blade asked,
"What about your pet?"